Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, 745 here on a Thursday morning. This is the first full day of spring. Now, three big things. Basketball, NIT, Wichita State 76, Furman 70. This is Coach Marshall's 50th career win. Crime Stoppers increasing rewards for tips on copper thefts. Looking for fences who receive stolen goods.
One.
Regulators in several countries inspecting the Boeing 737 after two deadly crashes. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Stalled out vehicle, a potential traffic hazard. Could be slowing things down out there. Northbound I-135, and this is up around K-96, so at North Junction area. Watch for the slowdown there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 64 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 38. Friday mostly sunny with a high of 68. Now a partly cloudy sky. We've got a north wind at 8 miles per hour and 35 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the second year in a row by the Whiskey Review, located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. Stephen 10 in the morning, 7:46, and of course, March Madness is underway, the annual event that unites the nation. Mm-hmm.
The Monarch will be packed today and tomorrow, people watching the games.
We were at dinner last night, and we were talking about March Madness. Now, the final thing is in Memphis, right? Wasn't it always in St. Louis before?
No. You're talking about the conference tournament.
That's the conference tournament. That's
You're talking about Arch Madness.
Okay.
The Missouri Valley Conference tournament.
Right.
Which is still in St. Louis.
Okay. I was just a little confused there.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Brackets around the globe are filled out. Office pools are created. And employees of non-Warren Buffett-run entities sit back and wish the famous billionaire was signing off on their pay stubs. As is the case every year, Buffett has again issued his annual bracket challenge, again to employees only, promising to pay $1 million a year for life to any Berkshire Hathaway employee who successfully predicts the entire Sweet 16 field.
Well, I think Warren's money is safe.
Well, see, Warren Buffett's not an idiot. He knows that nobody can win this, right?
Predict what?
The entire Sweet 16.
So all you have to do is predict the Sweet 16. You don't even have to get the perfect bracket.
No.
Well, even then, good luck doing that.
So it kind of illustrates to you, if you're in one of these brackets, then, you know, it's pretty hard to go all the way with this thing.
If I was getting that email from Warren, I think I'd take that fairly seriously and give it a go.
You know, if Intercom.
Of course, we have an employee here that's sending out brackets.
Yeah.
Charging you $5 to get in. Have you filled out yours yet?
No, I feel that's probably illegal.
Ah.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
We could I don't think it is, but if it is, it's going on all over town, all over America, completely unenforceable, like prohibition, you know. But I know I've never done that, never once.
I take that back. There's no money involved.
No money.
You've never done it.
No.
You're the only American who's never filled out a bracket.
I'll tell you better than that. My wife has actually done that.
That's what I mean. Everybody has, except you.
I think she was at Rent-A-Center when they had one going on.
You're the only one that doesn't care about the NCAA tournament.
I said, Shelly, how are you going to pick yours? He said, well, I'm going to do some research and find the school colors and the uniforms I like best color-wise. Those are the ones I'm going to put in. I don't think she did very well, but that was her logic.
Hey, whatever works.
So, I got an opinion. I think it's silly. But
that's not your deal.
It gives people something to do at work so they don't have to work, right? Gets them distracted from the everyday grind of actually doing what they're supposed to do. So we've got a couple of people, wherever we work, there's always a couple who say, hey, man, They got the little green visor on, and they're back there, and they're saying, we're doing this so we don't have to really do any work, right?
Okay. And then there are some people that don't even come to work. There's some people that take these 2 days off. They'll be down at Heroes all day, or the Monarch, or wherever, watching the games.
Well, you know, I was out with my grandson, Luke, who's a basketball player a little bit. You know, he likes sports, talks a lot about sports and whatnot. And he's sitting there with my brother, Jerry, and we're having supper, you know. And so Luke says, Jerry, do you go to follow the NBA back and so? Do you go have a college? He said, no. Well, Jerry doesn't care. I don't much care about it. We're just a couple guys who played basketball in the City League years ago. And, you know, there's not a lot of magic to it for us. You know, it comes down to basically how one team can put that ball in that little ring more often than the other. And that's about it, right? And yet everybody gets so excited about it. Anyway. Hey, good luck to all the Wildcats and the Shockers. I like
you apparently don't care. Why are you wishing them luck?
No, I like the Shockers. Okay, oh, okay. Just because it's a hometown team, and I'll follow them, and I know some of the players a little bit and seen what they've done. It's fun to watch. I'm kind of a fan, but I'm not nearly as submerged as some people. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Some people, I know folks that go out to Vegas this weekend.
Oh,
They wait all year, and they go out with their buddies and go to Vegas and take this all in.
Speaking of gambling, banks led U.S. stocks mostly lower Wednesday after a brief rally sparked by the Federal Reserve's latest policy update faded. Fed said it would not doesn't plan to raise rates this year. The S&P fell 8 points. The Dow lost 141 points. NASDAQ edged up 5 points.
Now, I don't understand that.
That's gambling. See, most people,
when the Fed comes out with that announcement, the stock market just shoots upward like Old Faithful.
Goes crazy. Well, it didn't this time. Apparently, the market's getting used to it. Okay. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And an interesting acquisition for Koch Industries. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, one of Koch Industries' latest acquisitions being touted as an industrial game changer. In 2016, Koch bought EFT Analytics. It's a company that specializes in data analytics, optimization, and energy management services for the industrial and manufacturing sectors. Koch was a customer before it became an owner of the company. The opportunities in putting together the data to help companies make better decisions about their processes. A leadership shakeup at Boeing after the crash of 2 737 MAX aircraft and the grounding of the rest of the airplanes. Our Puget Sound Business Journal reports there's a new vice president of engineering for Boeing Commercial Aircraft. She replaces John Hamilton, who will now serve as chief engineer for the division, and he will be focusing on accident investigations involving the 737 MAX. Several other positions also changed. Federal Reserve probably not going to raise interest rates the rest of the year, as you guys are talking about. That puts firmly in place the central bank's sharp shift toward a patient approach to money policy. The federal funds rate will remain as it is, between 2.25% and 2.5%. They have predicted two more increases in 2019. Breaking news this morning. You'll remember we talked about High-Touch's CEO, Wayne Chambers, deciding to retire. The board of directors at High-Touch has made their selection for a replacement. He is former Allen Gibson Hulick vice president, Derek Nielsen. We'll have much more on that throughout the morning and on our website at wichitabusinessjournal.com. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at wichitabusinessjournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
So, Bill, are you a bracket guy? You got a bracket going there?
Oh, I got a bracket. I got three brackets going in a competition, yeah.
You're kidding me? Really?
No. One of them, here's my strategy. One of them is just my first gut feeling about who's going to win those games with what I know.
Yeah.
And then the second one, I pick some crazy upsets just to see if it'll make any difference. And the third one, I go with my gut too, but I'll just make some changes. So
you are a bracket guy then, huh?
Oh, yeah.
K-State in the Final Four in all three of them?
K-State winning everything in every bracket that I've ever written.
Well,
I'm afraid not without Wade. I do have him in. I have them in one bracket, I think, going to the Elite Eight.
So there are limits to your loyalty to your alumni.
There is no limit to my loyalty to Kansas State, but there is a limit to when I'm spending some money and I want to win some money. It kind of determines my choices.
Okay,
there.
Well, we understand that. Okay. Today is National Single Parent Day. Yes, recognize the hard work. If those of us who are parents understand, it's not easy to be a parent, especially with the kind of kids I had. But, you know, but hey, do that by yourself, you know. Wow. That's a challenge, and we all know somebody who's doing that. And just a salute to the single parent on National Single Parent and Bracket Day for Bill Roy, right?
Such work, yeah.
Build the bracket boy. Okay. Thank you, guys. 7:55. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour this morning for the latest on questions about the safety of the Boeing 737. Ted has sports this morning.
At KU in the NCAA tournament this afternoon. We'll hear from the Jayhawks coming up in sports.
And entertainment news. The Blur on the way as well, Ted.
We've got a fascinating edition of The Blur. Entertainment news at 8:35 this morning. We have good stuff coming your way.
Fascinating. All right. Traffic and weather on the way in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.